Ghettos and concentration camps began after the German invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941 as a short-term measure to control and segregate populations until the implementation of the final solution, a euphemism referring to the Nazi plan to annihilate all European Jews. Paramilitary Einsatzgruppen, or mobile killing units, began slaughtering Jews, Roma, and political opponents in the Baltic states. This was initially accomplished by mass shooting, which was soon supplemented by vehicles in which victims were gassed. The SS soon found a more efficient method for mass murder. Jews and other undesirables were packed into trains and deported to any of the 6 death camps or killing centers whose sole purpose was murder. Among Jewish arrivals to the camps, the elderly, the young, and the infirm were almost always the first to be sent to the gas chambers. But there were also instances of entire boxcars full of people, even the comparatively healthy being immediately murdered. Auschwitz-Birkenau, the largest death camp, was capable of gassing thousands per day. Not all death camps had gas chambers, but all shared a goal of killing as many victims as possible. The Nazis and their accomplices were experts at mental, spiritual, and physical torture, and worked to quell victims' abilities to resist. Even so, several well-documented revolts occurred at some of the ghettos and camps. However, most prisoners were in no physical condition to fight back, and any signs of resistance led to harsh punishments against other inmates. A small minority of Jews was held back to become forced laborers at many of the camps, though the plan remained for them to be eventually murdered. Others, often Jewish or Romani children, suffered torture in the form of medical experimentation. Some inmates were forced by the SS to remove gold fillings and burn bodies. In turn, these same inmates would eventually meet the same fate. Cremated bodies filled the air with greasy ash and a foul stench.